Eighth grade graduation. It's a big day in the McMurray household on Thursday. On the phone with us, our 13-year-old. It is Charlie McMurray. Charlie McMurray, are you there?
Yep.
By the way, to let everybody know, the last week of school, I don't even know why you went. You have done absolutely nothing the last week. Is that right?
Yep. We haven't done anything.
Well, you had one big test. Do everybody remember the Constitution test you had to take in eighth grade? You had the it was pass-fail. You had to pass it to move on to high school. And we did well on that, didn't we?
Yep.
And we know all about, we followed the budget in Springfield, and we follow everything in Washington now. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
What have you learned the last 8 years, Charlie McMurray? Anything?
I've learned how to make friends and how to do school.
And how to go to school, right. Who takes you to school every single day?
You.
Right. And what happens every single day when we drive to school together?
You honk at someone.
There is always someone going way too slow in front of me, and I said, Charlie, you got to honk at people.
You got to keep them honest.
You got to keep them honest. Absolutely. Because people are sitting at stoplights, they're staring at their phones, they need to put away their phones and get moving.
Is
yes.
Charlie reading from a script
he
right
is,
now?
He is not, because we talk about this on a daily basis. You got to keep people honest. You got to honk at them. Yes. And what happened today on your very last day of grammar school? Who took you to school?
Mom.
Yeah, your mother. She's like, I want to take him today. I'm like, wait a second. I take him every single day. How come you get to take him on the very last day? Well, it's his last day of eighth grade. I should be able to take him. How did it go today?
Good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nice. And so what's going to happen this week? Today you had a half day. You walked through graduation. The entire class.
Now we're going to go do mini golf.
Okay. Mini golf. And then we have a dinner tomorrow night. And then we go to the Cub game on Wednesday. And then Thursday you graduate.
Yep.
And what did they say? Do not write anything on your graduation cap.
Yep.
Is that a thing with people, I guess?
Yeah, they even said that at college.
Well, I mean, I know people do that in college, but do people do that in grammar school?
Apparently.
No one has done it.
I didn't think that was going to happen. And what would you like for graduation, Charlie?
Money.
And what are you going to do with that money?
Save up and go to a great college.
He's learning the right answers.
Elif, what does Charlie McMurray and Jane Monzuris have in common? What do they love?
Their love for shoes.
They love shoes. Charlie McMurray loves shoes. How many pairs of shoes do you have?
A lot.
He has a lot of shoes. The latest pair was the white Chuck Taylors. What is that design on the side?
It's called CDG.
And what does that stand for?
Como de Scarcion.
I see. I don't even know what that means. I just know they're expensive shoes and they're Chuck Taylors. Well, congratulations, buddy, on finishing strong. You graduate on Thursday. You know, Mom and I love you very much. And everyone listening right now just wants you to know that they can't believe that we're throwing you a graduation party on Saturday. So you should cherish your parents.
I know.
Okay. Well, have a great day and I'll see you tonight.
You too. Bye, Dad.
See you, buddy.